Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing the science of touch. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget, if you miss the show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, check out our fan page and group on Facebook, Conversations with the Queen, as it's spelled. So that's facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. For all my queens out there while you're on the net, be sure to check out our newest blog, thequeendompost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers in classroom, the women. It's time to bring back greatness by uplifting the queen. So, that's really, you know, our intro and everything and how we normally do things. I'm going to get into the weekly affirmation real quick. And this is a touch affirmation. I am a vessel, the most advanced technology on the earth. I am naturally in tune with Mother Earth and the universe. Being that I am, I understand and utilize the principle of correspondence. Knowing that I encompass all energies of the universe, I utilize that technology of my physical body to heal and balance not only myself, but the planet and the universe as well. Ashe. And our monthly yoga pose is the hero pose. This pose is when you are kneeling down on the floor, feet in back of you, and your torso straight up. Your hands placed down on your thighs in front of you. And the benefits of this pose is that it increases the flexibility in the hips, legs, arms, and knees. It also encourages proper alignments in these areas as well. Opens the hips, stretches quads, trains internal rotation, and is good for virility. So that's a wonderful pose that you might want to incorporate into your daily or weekly or even monthly, if that's how often you can get to it, yoga sequence. So definitely do check that out. It's something worth getting into. So pretty much today I thought we'd speak a little bit on the science of touch, how touch affects us spiritually, how we can utilize fully the sense of touch, and what that means for us in as far as what we can do. But before we get into that, I'd like to quickly remind everybody that Facebook has recently changed its event invite policy, and I can no longer invite all of my Facebook friends to any future events. So if you would like to be on Conversations with the Queen's email reminder list, either inbox me through Facebook or email me on conversationswiththequeen@hotmail.com. That's Conversations with the Queen as it's spelled, @hotmail.com, and you'll be put right on the email reminder list. So, like I was speaking of before I got into that, we'll be going in a little bit on the science of touch. All right. We perceive energy in many different ways. The most common five ways in which we perceive energy is through our five senses. Each sense understands a different form of expressed kinetic energy. One of the most powerful senses is touch. Touch allows us to understand that another force is connecting with our physical selves. Touch can be utilized in many forms, good and bad, but plays a significant role in that of healing. Touching an area of the body, physically, emotionally, or spiritually associated with the problem area can create a healing force within a person, especially when that touch is infused with the intent of positive energy, growth, and healing of that person as a universal being. On today's show, we will discuss what touch is, how it is perceived, and how we can utilize it in our everyday lives for the benefit of our health and balance, mind, body, and spirit. touch is the most common understanding pretty much of interaction between the brain and the central nervous system, and the brain, central nervous system, and the rest of the body. So pretty much it's that line of communication between your body and your mind. And it's focused throughout the central nervous system. So how you're feeling in your body often has a direct effect on how you feel in your mind. And the venue through which that is expressed is through your central nervous system. So your nerves take the signals of touch or sense, and they bring it into your brain, and your brain interprets it and perceives it as whatever you interpret it as. So if you feel something cold, you interpret it as feeling cold or feeling hot. Or if something pokes you, you interpret it as feeling that poke. So these different interpretations actually help to communicate to the mind what's going on in the environment around us. The sense of touch is defined as perception resulting from the activation of neural receptors generally in the skin, including hair follicles, but also in the tongue, throat, and mucosa. A variety of receptors responding to variations in pressure, firm, brushing, and sustained. So pretty much that's all that's saying is it's, like I said, your nerves carrying the signal of how much pressure is being applied to that area. So that's what you feel as touch. You know, the different signals can different signals can vary in different types of sensations. So, but the sense of touch is based off of pressure. So when the sense of taste is based off of the receptors in the tongue taking in and interpreting certain chemical breakdowns corresponding to flavor and all those different types of things. And sight, we talked about a little bit earlier when we talked about chromotherapy, was dealing with the light in the eyes, the nerves in the eyes interpreting light. So what this is interpreting is pressure. So the amounts of pressure applied to the body in certain areas is what we're going to understand as touch. Whew. The sense of touch is essential to the survival of any animal. It allows us to understand our surroundings as it applies to us and allows us to interpret whether the situation or the environment is sufficient or suitable to our needs. The number of nerve endings in any one area of the body determines how sensitive that area is. The most sensitive parts of our body are our hands, our feet, our fingertips, our lips, our face, our neck, and our tongue. And the more sensitive that an area is, meaning that it has more nerve endings there, it also allows us to tap deeper and further into our nervous system and into the whole system, the different various systems within our body. So the more sensitive that an area is, the more significant that it, of a role it might play in our healing and utilizing certain therapies to help us heal. So that's pretty much how you deal with touch as far as understanding its applied definition, understanding what the basics of touch are. So, certain therapies that deal with utilizing the sense of touch as far as a venue for us to now further understand how to utilize it to heal ourselves are acupressure, Reiki healing, one more that I have written out, and it's reflexology. There's more. You can also add massage therapy to the mix. But these three specific ones are really utilized and developed for aiding ailments and specifically targeting certain tissues, certain organs, and certain organ systems. Acupressure is an ancient healing art using the fingers to gradually press key healing points which stimulate the body's natural self curative abilities. So it's pretty much you're hitting certain points in the body to actually stimulate the body's own immune system and its own naturally healing properties that lie dormant within the body sometimes. Acupressure uses the power and sensitivity of the hand. The hand is actually a spiritually significant body part. It encompasses many chakras and is a very spiritually, like I said, significant body part. And so by utilizing your hands in certain ways, you are actually opening up powerful channels of energy to be used and utilized. Acupressure uses it can alleviate stress caused by illness, can create a better sex drive, also can help with back hair, and it also aids in healing emotional pain. Now you might think, how are my emotions affected by, touch? And like I said, it actually, there's a strong connection because the whole system that's set in place to help you to perceive touch is through the nervous system, which actually connects to the brain, and your brain interprets it, and that deals with mental aspects of yourself. So by understanding the connection between touch and the mental, you're actually able to utilize touch in a form that will help you to actually balance and be, a better balanced person as far as when it comes to emotions. So it will actually help you to heal emotional pain, deal with emotional issues and problems. How it works. Acupressure points have high electrical conductivity at the surface of the skin. That conducting and channel healing energy most effectively helps channeling healing energy most effectively. Manipulating this universal energy allows us to access its healing potential in a way that releases stress and toxins from the body, and that enables us to balance the mind, body, and spirit. So, pretty much, like I said, the electrical conductivity at the surface of the skin, which is pretty much the same, you have certain points that have just more sensitive. So it's just explaining the same thing like I already went through, and just putting it in a perspective that you might have technical terminologies and things like that. It's nothing too advanced, not too hard to understand. It's actually a very, very, very practical science, I might say. What is reflexology? Now, I previously mentioned that reflexology is one of the therapies that utilizes touch as healing. Reflexology is an alternative medicine involving the physical act of applying pressure to the feet, hands, or ears without the use of oil or lotion. Now, this is the most important part because that actually separates it from massage therapy or other therapies that also might help, but it's just one of those things that definitely differentiates reflexology from the other touch therapy. Reflexology can be traced all the way back to ancient Egypt, so this means that in ancient Kemet, we were utilizing the science. It was actually the circa. You can actually see the hieroglyph. I do have the website. I will post it in the chat room and on the blog site, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, if you're interested in learning more about the ancient roots of it. And I'll post the actual hieroglyph that you can see on the walls of ancient Kemet. It's actually picturing two men, and they're actually giving hand and feet massages to other men who seem to be receiving reflexology. How does it work? The nerve endings in the hands and feet relate to various points in the body. Reflexology works as a pressure technique applied to the feet or hands that interacts as a part of the body's nervous system, creating relaxation, improved circulation, and exercise of the nervous system, and the benefits of touch. So, One of the key points is it creates relaxation, because relaxation is actually the opposite point of stress. And stress built up in the body can lead to damaging the organs, vital breakdown of certain organ functions, certain bodily functions that are necessary to vitality. And so something that creates actually a state of relaxation is so necessary for the body. And I think that people really, really underestimate what relaxation, what rest, what deep rest and things like this can do for the body. It actually allows the body the chance to repair itself, to go into a regenerative mode. So I feel like that's one of the key points that reflexology really brings, is that relaxation and which has the benefits of improving the circulation and all the other aspects. It also benefits include creates relaxation, like I said, improves the circulation, aids in mental health, and eases pregnancy and delivery. Now, that's very, very crucial, ladies. When we're in that state, you can tend to be highly stressed out due to the fact that you are, a lot of women are not, especially in this country, are not properly prepared when it comes to giving birth. And so we endure a lot, high amounts of stress and pain, because our bodies are not ready to go through this. It can be almost traumatizing in a way, to a degree, the levels and the amounts of pain that's experiencing leading up to it, but it's a very crucial and a very beautiful event. And I feel like the proper and necessary preparedness can actually increase the awareness of this moment and the ability to be in the joy and the bliss of that moment. I feel like in this country, we're often trained to actually look at giving birth as something dreadful and delivery as something dreadful and painful and horrible that we don't want to really go through. That's why we tend to opt out for C-sections. And not all of women opt out for C-sections because of that reason. Some women do actually have serious health issues that do not allow them to give natural birth. But, I mean, I feel like preparedness and awareness of our senses and our bodies and the way that it functions is necessary for us to understand what we need to do for ourselves when we're in that very wonderful and great time. I'd like to remind all my callers that we do have 37 minutes left on the queue, and that at the 30-minute mark, to anybody who's calling on the line or listening in through the live stream, that we will be taking questions here on the call board or in the chat, and you can call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you just raise your hand by pressing 1. Okay? So reflexology is just a great avenue and another aspect of which touch a therapy that involves the sense of touch and understanding how touch can be utilized as a healing thing. So, what is Reiki? Now, a lot of people, some people might be familiar with it. Reiki is a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation. There we go again with relaxation. That also promotes healing. It is also administered by laying hands and is based on the idea that the unseen life force energy flows through all of us. Excuse me. And is what makes us alive. The word Reiki is comprised of two components, Rai, meaning God's wisdom, and Ki, meaning life force energy. So, pretty much, how does Reiki work? Life force flows through the physical body through pathways called chakras, meridians, and nadis. It also allows the flow of, it also flows around us, in our aura. When life force is disrupted, it becomes diminished, and it causes diminished functions in the organs and tissues of the physical body. So Reiki heals by flowing through the parts of the body, parts of our energy field that are affected by us taking on negative thoughts about ourselves. And that's important. It raises our vibratory rate so that the negative thoughts and feelings are broken away from us, which allows our energy pathways to heal and straighten, this thus allowing us a healthy flow of energy. So when you're talking about Reiki, you're actually talking about the light body and the science of the light body. Briefly, we always talk about chakras on the show, but meridian points were spoken about as well when we had Brother Yastir on the show breaking down about kinetic yoga and how it utilizes the science of the light body to actually allow us to reach the higher vibratory rates within ourselves. So Reiki is an extension of that healing using movements in the hands, using movements in the hands to channel that energy, also touching certain parts of the body to channel that energy, and actually helps us to, like it said, raise our vibratory rates to actually shake off that negative energy and allows us to begin to clear the channels within our bodies. Because if we look at our light bodies as like, if we look at our body like a river, and you can even see the reflection in the physical body with the arteries and the veins and all of the circulatory system acting like a river, bringing energy and bringing oxygen and bringing life force to all the vital organs and all the organ systems and tissues and cells in our body. If we look at the light body, it acts in the same way. It's bringing that life force energy actually into our bodies and nourishing the certain systems and coming into us and giving us a more balanced and understand more balanced feel, and also just giving us a more balanced energy. So Reiki pretty much just clears those channels away. Sometimes we have blockages. Sometimes we have stagnant energy. And these blockages create internal problems, not only within the physical, and not only within the mental and the emotional self, but also within the physical self. And so everything and every part of ourselves is connected. So the basic points of all these energy therapies is to really understand and utilize our light and energy body and allow us to understand how we can take these senses and we can use these senses as ways for us to understand what needs to be done for ourselves as far as healing ourselves and balancing ourselves. So each sense actually has a healing component. Like we talked about previously with chromotherapy and sight, having the healing component of chromotherapy and how these colors can actually make us have feelings, can actually open us up in certain spiritual ways. The same thing is allowed for touch. Certain feelings, certain touches can actually have the same effects, healing or negative. And it's all about understanding and utilizing these things for the benefit of ourselves. So, I'd like to remind everybody that we do have 31 minutes left in the call. In a minute, we'll be taking callers. If you have any comments, questions, or anything like that, do raise your hand. I'll also take the questions in the chat if you're available in the chat. And so if you'd like to have any, add your questions or comments to the mix, definitely we will do so. I do have a little bit more of information that I will be finishing up pretty soon. But before I do, I'd like to take a little music break and just put on a little something that a brother that I'm very cool with, he actually runs the Queendom movement. His name is Israel the Poet. You can check him out on Facebook and as well as through the Queendom Post. .blogspot.com, and I'll be giving out his information, any more information if you would like to at the end of the show, get in contact with him. So this is Israel the Poet, She Aligns.
chakras covered all again. So I was sitting thinking about you, and I came to the conclusion that life without you is like spring with no flowers that bloom. This is me being the elephant in the room, doing something new to show you my love. I care about the little things about you, like the way you laugh when I'm being silly, knowing well every joke ain't funny, baby. You compliment me from your toes, your hips, even to your chap lips and ashy elbows. I'm just playing, just wanted to make you smile, cause that's what aligns the planets and stars. Not trying to seem corny or lame, but I feel it's time to make love to your brain. Show you I care to listen to your tears. I want the image of me to stay in between the space of your ears. And no, I'm not perfect. Yes, I've made many mistakes, but I'll better me, cause you're worth it. And we can do this. It's ordained by the heavens, so here's my apology, my plea, and my decree. Baby, you were created unique, just for me. So maybe I can make it up to you tonight. In the words of Navi, I got chocolate-covered orgasms. And baby, when you smile, you align the planets, illuminate the stars, organize the universe. Your eyes have a special relationship with the sun, because every time you would open them, the sun would rise just to get into your line of sight. So your future looks bright. Your skin, the color of majestic mahogany at midnight. Baby, you carry the ancient aura of Isis. Your style, your walk, your intellect, priceless. The symmetry of your body resembles the symbol of infinity, for your curves, baby, are never ending. You have the power to hover over melanated manhood and resurrect dismembered erections. The inspiration in me came alive the first moment I heard you speak, for I never knew that beauty had a voice. And without a choice, I begin to learn to yearn your language, because your poetry, baby, your poetry was layered in matriarchal wisdom, coded with verbal hieroglyphics, dating up to the moment I became your verbal audio archaeologist. Baby, I was digging you, a melanated, carbon-dated goddess. I was really digging you. Baby, you are a verbal Reiki master. Healing is in your words. You see, I saw the light in your eyes that led me to the windows of your soul, and I saw where time was being manufactured in your womb. Your womb serves as a gateway for any man that wants to be born again. Before time began, it was you who gave birth to fire, raised it as your son, and when you were done, you smiled and realigned the planets with chocolate-covered orgasm.
Dopeness, dopeness. That was Brother Israel, the poet. She aligns, and I felt like that was appropriate because we're talking about aligning our light bodies and aligning ourselves. You even had a little Reiki reference in that. See, I ain't playing that. That just, you know, went together like that. So, yes, yes, that's great. You can actually catch Brother Israel, the poet, on Facebook.com. as well as IsraelPoetry.blogspot.com. I'll post that in the chat if you're interested. Definitely a great spoken word artist. We'll be playing a little bit more of him probably soon if we don't get any callers. But again, that call-in number is 917-932-8881. And pretty much all you have to do is call in, let your voice be heard. And most of the information we did get through already, but there's a little bit of information left. So if you didn't get to listen to the first half of the show, you can always come back to Poetic Energy Network Station here at blogtalkradio.com and listen back in on the archives and let me know what you think. So, pretty much, if you missed anything, what I went over was the science of touch and what touch is, how it is a sense that is utilized for healing a loss. There are different therapies, reflexology, Reiki, as well as acupressure that help us to utilize the sense of touch in a way that helps us to create healing within our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Thank you. So how can we use touch to better our lives? Aside from the many venues of alternative touch therapy, we can use the way we touch our loved ones and ourselves to help us heal. Giving and receiving hugs and kisses can help us to feel relaxed and comforted. Holding hands utilize the same forces understood in the alternative therapies to help balance and heal each other's energy. Giving massages and rubs to a loved one and ourselves sometimes can release the stress, or if somebody is ill. Taking baths and soap. The touch of warm water on our skin is healing to our muscles and joints and helps us to unlock our healing potential. Doing facials and exfoliating. Our faces and the rest of our body not only helps to clear away dead skin, but hits many of the sensitive points on our body, allowing us to find stress relief and total relaxation. So what you get from that is basically kiss somebody, hug somebody, take a bath. Not only wash your behind, but also love your behind. Little joke there. But also seriously, give yourself some massages, do facials, treat yourself, because a lot of these things are not only for vanity, but for our sanity. By treating ourselves nicely, we create a place for us to be safe and relaxed and rejuvenate. We cannot always be on high tension energy. This depletes our life force. This disables our immune system. This creates essential and detrimental problems in the flows of life force and energy within our bodies and within our light bodies. So it creates things that cause problems for us. We don't need these problems. So, you know, when you've had a long, stressful day, don't hesitate to treat yourself. Don't hesitate to utilize simple things, seemingly simple things, to help heal yourself. You can also do research on these many therapies. I encourage all of you to do research on these many therapies as venues and ways to not only help yourself, but you help others as well. If you know family members who suffer from problems with their joints, with their muscles, with their bones, it's a good thing to try and learn about them. Also, shiatsu massage is another great venue that we can also utilize, not only to heal our physical bodies and heal the symptoms that our physical bodies go through, but also helps us on the journey of ascension and the journey of spiritual enlightenment. Like I went in on the show on signs and symptoms of ascension, there are many avenues and many ways in which our spiritual enlightenment is actually going to affect our physical selves. So utilizing these different ways and utilizing these different venues is actually going to help us to alleviate some of the negative ramifications of our vibratory rate speeding up and the higher density energy coming in and us receiving it. So there's 20 minutes left on the live stream. I'd like to encourage all my listeners, whether you be listening in through the live stream or on the lines, that you call in and let your voice be heard. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Press 1 to chime in and speak about the whole thing. Don't let me feel like I'm talking to myself, because I hate that feeling. It's called Conversations with the Queen, and although I can converse with myself, I'd rather talk to you. We don't have any callers with their hand raised, so I'm going to get into another joint by Brother Israel, Seasonal Love featuring Navi, Rev, and Peace.
I want to tell y'all the story about a distant lover. She goes around and comes around. Her name is Spring. I call her my spring equinox. So I joyfully celebrate my Easter as we ascend. Her lotus blooms with a little rain. Our seeds, they grow. She calls me her sunlight on a beautiful day into the spring. Her kiss reminds me of high school love notes. Skipping class. Just to meet by the lockers.
Yeah.
Sincere attraction.
Natural.
See my spring beam. Not too hot like summer. Far from the winter steam. She comes round with a tank top on. Her temperature is 360 degrees. Brighter than the fall.
Let's go.
She the reason I learned about the birds and the bees. Spring. She rejuvenates life after the cycle of death. She is the manifestation of the true resurrection story. Spring is her name. Her hips been growing lately. In harmony with the leaves blossoming on trees. Her eyes bloom like sunflowers when she catches sight of me. She wetter than April showers. Boss lady. She got more green than St. Patrick's Day and would still go out in sweats and a white tee. I call her Spring. When she step in the room, my soldiers tin hunt, ready to march on her command in May. We under her grandmother's tree with PB&J. We just lay. She a country girl. We made love on a stack of hay. She told me in a couple months she going away. I said, baby, if you ever leave, take my heart as a reminder that spring is the medium between heaven and hell. Winter and summer. It breaks my heart when you swerve into other lanes. Guess heartbreak comes with happiness. Now all I have is the shadow of a spirit as the seasons change. Spring break.
Her name was Summer.
Summer.
My love for her was hot. My sweet summer solstice, my Fahrenheit fantasy. Never heat wave me goodbye, but my days with you are the longest. And
our nights
are filled with satin serenades by moonlit stars shimmering on the waters of our hearts. So for the next three months, I want you to be the Gemini. To my Leo's Virgo, for I want to know everything about you. Let's raise the temperature of our love. While meeting at the beach, for candlelit dinners on the ocean, while enduring wave after wave of stimulating emotions with you, I just want to breathe. I want to celebrate your birthday on the 4th of July, under blue skies, while fulfilling your firework fantasies. No Labor Day or for any reason. Let's love in and out of season. Be my verbal vacation and let me relax in your conversation. Summer.
Then comes the great jump. Baby, I have fallen. You. We shine like embers, rub it together all summer long, creating wildfires, spilling out onto the earth like lava. Until our fires for desire goes into the ground, soil and roots until green turn to red, brown, and orange. Making horizons appear to be aflame. We are the reason there is an autumn. Harvesting new ways and methods of saying I love you. With hearts carved into oak woods, pulsating against bronze palms. So close to one another, we share the same skin. Tones of complexion, flush with raspberry hues as a result of our affection. From September to November, we fall in love all over again. From September to November, we fall in love all over again. Fall in love all over again. We fall in love all over again. From September to November, we fall in love all over again.
But now we enter the winter.
Allow me to become your Santa Claus. Christmas Day gifts you exactly what you've been asking for. Loving you, it's like having faith in prayer. I have yet to receive anticipation. Live, live, wrapped in your blanket, making fire and falling snow. The flicker of flame kisses dimple when you smile. Goosebumps form. The icebox in chest begins to slowly melt away. My heart to beat, 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 beat. Resuscitate us 11:59 into 12:00 New Year. We can become free. Writing the history of Valentine over. Cupid never existed. Only a smile. His arrow wasn't strong enough anyway for you. Let us edit this life we want to live together. Your barefoot and hand held into whatever we create us to be. New Year, we can fall in love all over again. New Year, we can fall in love all over again. New Year, New Year.
Emotions may change like the season.
Jeez,
never will.
Peace, and you're back on Conversations with the Queen. That was Brother Israel, the poet, Seasonal Love featuring Navi, Rev, and Peace. And that's off their chocolate-covered orgasms album, I do believe. So you can check that brother out, like I said, on Facebook, Israel the Poet. And you can also check him out on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter at Israel the Poet. If you're interested in him or learning more about his poetry or anything like that, you can visit israelpoetry.blogspot.com. And definitely, definitely do check out more from this talented brother than we do have endeavors, you know, to uplift the queen, definitely dealing with the queendom, so that you can visit us at the queendom blogspot, I mean the queendom post. blog.blogspot.com, and that's the queendompost.blogspot.com. You know, we do post regular articles on there, and definitely what we're trying to establish and what we're trying to build with. All right, and that's what we were dealing with that as far as that, but as far as the show, we do have 12 minutes left on the queue. We're discussing the science of touch and how it can be utilized to help us heal ourselves, mind, body, and spirit. We got into certain aspects of the therapies as far as Reiki, acupressure, and there is one more therapy, reflexology. Sorry, it slipped my mind really quickly. But we didn't touch on one of the oldest recognized methods of healing, which is massage therapy. Massage therapy has references in medical texts that are nearly 4,000 years old, probably predating that. Nowadays, in addition to the rubbing, massage therapy is often referred to as body work or somatic therapy. Refers to the application of various techniques to the muscular structure and soft tissues of the body that include applied fixing or movable pressure, holding, vibration, rocking, friction, kneading, and compression using primarily the hands, although massage therapists do use other areas of their body, such as their forearms, elbows, or feet. All these techniques are used for the benefit of musculoskeletal, circulatory, lymphatic, nervous, and other systems of the body. And in fact, massage therapy positively influences the overall health and well-being of the client. Just want to give out the call-in number real quick because I didn't do that. So if you do have a call-in question, you can raise your hand by pressing 1 if you're already on the line, or you can call in at 917-932-8881. Some of the physical and mental benefits of massage therapy include that it relaxes the whole body, loosens tight muscles, relieves tired and aching muscles, increases flexibility and range of motion, diminishes chronic pain, calms the nervous system, it lowers blood pressure. Now, you know a lot of my brothers and sisters out there suffer from high blood pressure, so it's great to go on out there and get you a massage. Treat yourself. Lowers heart rate, enhances skin tone, assists in recovery from injuries and illness, strengthens the immune system, reduces tension, headaches, reduces mental stress, improves concentration, promotes restful sleep, and aids in mental relaxation. Currently, there are well over 100,000 massage therapists practicing in the United States alone. Training requirements vary from state to state, although an increasing number of schools and states are recommending massage therapist programs, at least 500 hours of training, blase, 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 and all that. But pretty much, massage therapy is just another way of utilizing the science of touch to help certain systems within the body. It actually does increases the circulatory system, helps your body to helps to oxygenate and bring nourishment and life to different parts of the body, and aids in overall wellness. Right? And these different things can, you know, definitely be utilized as far as what we need to do for ourselves. One of the other aspects of massage therapy is actually a Vandrik massage, and this is a practice that originated in India several thousand years ago. The practice involves balancing of the three life forces, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Vata is the energy of movement. Pitta is the energy of digestion. Kapha is the energy of structure. These energy forms are made up of the components, combinations of the five great elements, space, fire, water, air, and earth. Vandrik massage incorporates the massage of the Vandrik and uses warm oils and herbs along with specific energy points to help restore balance to the body. Massage strokes, oil and herbs selected based on a client's specific needs, hence such each treatment is highly customized. Benefits of uranic massage include vitality, stress reduction, relaxation, and proponents of Vandrik also report a renewed sense of spiritual connection and inner space. So these are some of the various utilizations of the therapy of touch and touch therapy. Also, this is a great one, deep tissue massage. Deep tissue massage utilizes slow strokes, direct pressure or friction applied across the grain of the muscles with the fingers, thumbs, or elbows. Deep tissue massage works deeply into the muscles and connective tissue to release chronic aches and pains. Its purpose is to reach the fascia, beneath the surface of the muscles. So this is deep tissue shiatsu massage. It's a great, like, I've heard great things about it as far as what you can do to utilize it for the benefit, actually, of not only our physical body but our spiritual body. Practitioners must have a thorough understanding of the human body and have been trained to administer deep tissue massage, as injury can occur from this technique if not performed correctly. This technique is useful in treating chronic pain, inflammatory issues, and injury. So that is another great aspect of the science of touch at work. So we can pretty much see that, you know, a lot of these different techniques as far as things that we could utilize in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits, and we can definitely implement these things into our daily lives as far as things that we would like to use for ourselves, our loved ones, and the people around us. So, with that in mind and that being said, reach out and touch somebody, even if it is yourself. But not like that. That sounds wrong in a way. But pretty much have a healing touch. Be a healing entity, not only to yourself, but to other people. And utilize the venue of and touch and the sense of touch as a great way to provide healing for not only yourself, but other people. You have been listening into Conversations with the Queen. This episode and all episodes have been brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week, including Here's to Your Health with Dr. Morton Sproul, naturopathic doctor. We do have a caller with their hand raised on the queue. Caller from the 252 area code. You are on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have a question real quick? Because we only got 3 minutes left on the line.
Oh, yes. How you doing, Queen? This
Peace.
Is PA. Peace. I'm calling from Carolina, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And, I see it's like as if you're, you know, talking to yourself a little bit, so I figured I might as well, you know, call in and say a little something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not familiar with the, you know, technicalities of, you know, the science behind the touch and whatnot, but I can say, you know, like a little hug or, you know, general conversation with the person can really, like, brighten up their day. So, like, I remember back in high school, like, you know, some people, you know, that was a little antisocial or whatnot or a bit shy. Like, mm-hmm. I would often, you know, talk to those type of people who was, like, a little standoffish. And, you know, just offer, you know, general conversation. Or either, you know, sometimes, like, with the ladies, like, even, you know, like a hug or, you know, like a little gentle touch when you're talking to them. You know, and a little smile, you know, can brighten up a person's day, so I do know a little about that, I can say.
Well, thank you for calling in and adding your little bit to the conversation. It's definitely appreciated. And you can listen in every Monday night at 9 p.m. We do have various conversations and topics, and I promise it's not always this dead, but everybody must have been working for
yes. I usually tune in every week, honestly. Like, this is actually my first time actually speaking up, but I usually tune in. And you have a pretty interesting show. So,
Thank you very much. All right, well, thank you for calling in, and please continue to support and listen in, okay?
Yeah, for sure. All right, peace.
All right, I'm going to play it out with some The Knowing by The Weeknd. Peace. And you all have a great week.
Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Conversations with the Queen, with none other than the Queen herself, Tay Queen, where her conversations enlighten the nation. Here's the Queen.
Home, and I never wanna be alone.